This is a special AppWeb audio bizcast brought to you by IFR, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. Learn more or subscribe at ifr-magazine.com. Now, here's Russ Niles.
Talking with Mike Wade, he's Vice President of Flight Operations for the Swift Aviation Group. Taking a big step in terms of the safety of your charter organization this week. Mike, explain a little bit about what you've jumped into here.
Well, Swift has effectively established a partnership with the FAA and established a what is commonly termed as an ASAP program. It stands for Aviation Safety Action Program. It effectively expands our organization's focus on safety.
And how does it do that? It essentially makes you part and parcel with the FAA's programs in terms of audit and monitoring and that sort of thing, right?
Exactly. It also expands on the reporting capabilities and allows for, among the various divisions of the operation, to handle some self-reporting and disclosures, identify safety issues before they occur, and to provide a more structured reporting program around that.
So instead of waiting to be inspected, you are actually more or less performing the inspections yourself and reporting to the FAA, right?
That's correct, correct. There's a committee that meets once either an item has been identified that includes a member of the FAA as part of that, and we work through the item that's been identified and come to a resolution to ensure that the items don't occur again.
Okay, well, how unusual is this among air charter operators?
It's a fairly rare occurrence. There are only a handful of 135 operators that participate in the program. Our program is further unique in that it covers four operational areas. Many of the other, including airlines, many of the other participants only cover, let's say, pilots or flight attendants or mechanics. Ours covers our pilots, our flight attendants, our mechanics, and our operations / flight follower dispatch group.
Okay, so what are the benefits to Swift Aviation Group and your customers?
Well, we have a strong focus on safety as an organization. This further extends that in assuring that we are operating, maintaining, and performing our duties to the safest possible extent. We feel that air travel today is obviously safer than it has ever been due to the lower number of accidents and incidents that occur, but we feel it important to show to our customers and to our employees that we mean business when we talk about our commitment and focus to safety.
Well, we should talk a little bit about what you're operating there. You've got a few 737s. What else are you flying, and what's your typical mission?
Well, in addition to our 737s, we also operate a handful of Embraer Legacies, two Citation 10s and a Citation 2. The Legacies and the Citation 10s are and the 2 as well are all charter aircraft. The mission on those primarily are charter for the 10s and the Citation 2. The Legacies tend to be flying the owner and items like that. Our 737s are charter aircraft as well. They're under contract with sports teams and other organizations to fulfill group travel and things like that.
Well, speaking of sport teams, I understand your area played host to a minor sporting event in the last week, and it had a little bit of an impact on your business.
Absolutely, right. The Super Bowl was an amazing opportunity for us. There were probably the single largest event that we have supported as an organization. So it was quite an interesting opportunity. All kinds of aircraft, as you can imagine, in and out of the Phoenix area, and specifically Sky Harbor. So it was a great opportunity for us to support that.
Well, tell us a few of the numbers associated with the Super Bowl. How many aircraft did you see, and how much fuel did you pump?
There were close to 670 corporate aircraft that flew into Sky Harbor from Thursday to the Monday following Super Bowl. During that time, Swift supported close to in the neighborhood of 450 of those. And by support, I mean we marshaled them in, parked them, handled all of the logistics support around that. And I think we pumped close to 280,000 gallons of fuel. So it was quite a super event, if you will.
Well, Sky Harbor is a big airport, but I imagine 650 corporate jets parked on there. There was a need to organize it, right?
Absolutely. we operated two locations during that weekend to handle all of the logistics support between both both areas.
Pleasure talking to you, and good luck with your safety program. And I guess you won't be seeing the Super Bowl for a while, but congratulations on getting that done well, too.
AvWeb's Russ Niles speaking with Swift's Mike White. Hey, be sure and check out AvWeb's Video of the Week, Amazing Feats of Aviation, DHL Jet Struck by a Missile Over Baghdad That Has a Good Outcome But Hasn't Been Widely Publicized. You can click on it at avweb.com. Comments on today's audio cast, audio news at avweb.com. This has been a special AvWeb BizCast. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.